Vaisai, the shiur this week is being sponsored by Rabdo Fruchter, Lilishmas Freida, Bas Rabbi Yosef Aleh Shalom.
Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehiyeh bedvaro.
Amen.
Tremendous yeshakonach to everyone for coming out on the Motzei Shabbos. Excuse the fact that I'm slightly under the weather, but it's a tremendous chus to be mishtatef with this tremendous lahagdil Torah ladira mimer that takes place on Motzei Shabbos. I'd like to be my via to express a special karsatayv to Amendi Shlita for putting this all together. And the Mirta Hashem, hope this doesn't scare you, we won't be here for several hours. Mirta Hashem, we told me 8:30, 9:30. And so, Eza Hashem Yisborach, Tairiz Lamalam and Azman, if we're here until 9:30 tomorrow morning, no, it's gefarlich. Well, let's get started. We have a Gemara in Shabbos that you've seen already, Daf Kuflam and Gimlam and Beis. It's a brisa that appears twice in Shas. Shabbos Kuflam and Gimlam and Beis, and the same brisa appears in Nos in the bottom of Daf Beis and Beis. So the Braisa says as follows, Desanya. We have a Braisa, Zekeli v'anveyo, the Pasuk in Parshas, B'shalach, Perek Tezvav, and Pasuk Beis, Zekeli v'anveyo, Zok, the Braisa, Snol, in front of a mitzvah, Slosh in his spoil, you should beautify yourself in front of the Ebershter with mitzvahs. The Dugma, for example, state in the Braisa, say lefon of Sukkah Noah, Velula v'nav, Yishofar Noah, Tzitzis Noah, Sefer Torah Noah, and then we're Marech Sefer Torah Noah, you have to be Kosovo, L'shmo b'diyo v'nav, B'komos Noah, B'lam l'Uman, V'kocha b'shirah, Noin v'chulay, that's the first day aboard of the Braisa. Then we're Mamshech Vaiter, Abishol, Abishol Omer, and again, Pashtus of the Braisa, we have a Machlaikis here, Zokta Abishol v'yanveyu. As Rashi says, it's a contraction, Ani v'hu, Anveyu is heavy domolo, mauchan and varacham avatachan varacham, similar to the whole lineage of Alach, the Bedrach of the Sugi and Sultan of Yadol and Aman Aleph, mahu avato, what the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Deis, v'chulei, we want to model ourselves after the Ribono Shel, and that's Abishol, and he seems to be presenting in the Braisa, Kilu, he argues with the first Tana. It's not the Pshat, it's a Kiliv Anveyu, his Nol of Fun of Amitzis, it's rather Anveyu, read it, Dani, v'hu, mahu afata, just like the Ebishter is a chan of Aracham, so too you have to be a chan of Aracham. Derech Agah, parenthetically, the Sefer Or Tzadikim brings in the name Rav Chaim Vital had a minog, he would be machalik, he would allocate a lot of tzedakah of bedavka on Erev Sukkis. And it needs a beer, why dafka on Erev Sukkis? So does Rosh Avodah as well. Rav Alexander Ziskin writes that there's a big inyan. Befrat on Erev Sukkis to be machalik, most tzedakah. What's it all about? Well, Lamaisa, you see when the Braisa is bought, the first example came out always is Sukkah night. It's got to be a beautiful Sukkah, followed almost immediately thereafter. Not only a Sukkah night, it's got to be a Lulav night, it's got to be beautiful. So Zok, the sons of Rav, the Divrei Chaim Zatzal, sons of Rav spent all of Erev Sukkahs giving out all his money. He had no money left to adorn, to beautify, to be Makashe, the Sukkah. And that's another Sukkah. And Sukkah Yeram and Aleph, we want to be Ma'atah, we have the whole din of Noye Sukkah. Azok Damani Nezer. No, but we also Paskin Abishol. It's not Stam Machlekes, Eil Mila, Dilikim Chaim, Chagi Yarev Kimlam Nezer. How do we Paskin Abishol as well? So Amahu Afata, just like David Stu takes care of the Anim, we also have to take care of the Anim. He says that's the best Sukkah. Noah, that's the best lulav of Noah. The most beautiful sukkah. You're looking for a sukkah Noah. You want to be Mekaye. The Braisa, Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel Beis, the most beautiful sukkah lulav that you can have is make sure the Yenim is taken care of. Make sure that the Aniyim have the beautiful sukkah and they have a lulav and they have the Dalet Minim to shake. If that is what you're taking care of on an Erev Sukkah, Zok the Divrei Chaim, the sons of Rav, then Mamela, that's the most beautiful sukkah that you can produce. Similarly, Yehuda Yale Asad, the Divrei Mariyah, he said that after he finished doing the sukkah, making it the sukkah na lulav na v'chula, he would make sure that other aniyim had. He said it's not stam machlekes. Avada, we're also espousing. We're going to champion the opinion of Abba Sholomani. You have to take care of everybody. My wafanta. So if you want to make sure that your sukkah noah and lulav noah is giving hanoah and nachasuach to the ebrister to the borealim, you better make sure to take care of Yanim, that he has food to eat for sukkah. That he is a sukkah. That he is a lulav. He is his dalaminim. So avada, we're nokeit kabashol as well. Either way, that's the Braisa that we have here in Shams Keflam and Megillah and Beis, as well as Nozir, that Beis and Beis. Now Rashi, who tells us quite frequently throughout his Perush HaLatayra, that he's lupshuto shemikra niba. Mela, we're not necessarily going to expect to see this brisa side of Barashi of an art alatar in the pasuk. So let's take a look. Zekeli vanveo eloki aviv aramenu in the beginning of the shira sayam and tesva beizim b'shalach. Zokto Rashi of an art dwats vanveo. He brings two perushim. One is unklus. Unklus tergame loshen novet. It's a bias. It's a habitat, a dwelling place. Loshen novet. Shon the pasuk in Yeshayahu lamegimel chaf v'chulei. Rashi cites a number of examples, and then Dover Acher Zok Rashi v'anvei was loshen noy. Asapar noyu shvacho, the beauty and the shvach. I'm going to shower the Eibusha with accolades, lavish appropriation v'chulei. So it's idea of noy, of beauty. So Rashi's telling us some shutos shemikru. We have two ways to go. Number one is v'anvei was loshen novet. That I'll make a novet. Now the loshen of the target itself is va'avni lei mikdasha. I'll build a base hamikdash for the Amishtar. Second Mishnah is Noi Lashon Yofi. Mameila B'Moskal Rishon. I saw the Sefer Chen Yikara points this out. B'Moskal Rishon, you would say that Rabbi Ishmael, who's going to be the Madi Omer, when we see this same Brisa that we just talked about in Shabbos Keflam Gimel, and it's cited in the Mechilta and Parsha Gimel in Shira Sayam, and we see the Baal HaMemra is none other than Rabbi Ishmael. So if you're going to tell me it's a Vard of Zikli Vado, it's snow the fun of him, it's his beauty. L'chaira, it works, it stims with the second shot, with the Dover Acher Rashi. Rashi says, Loshen Acher, it's Loshen Noi. That stims with Loshen Hisnel, the fun of Mitzvah. It's an Indian of Noi. It's an Indian of beauty, B'chulei. That's a, even though it's a Drush, but it at least stims with the Dover Acher Pashtus. It doesn't stim with the first shot. But L'mais, it's not necessarily the case. Zogt Avram Yitzhak Bloch, that tells Rosh Hashiva, in a Sefer Shiuri Das, and Dav Samachay, writes, that tells the Rosh Hashiva, that's Lamaisa, the Drush, stims beautifully with the Pshat. Why? Because what does it mean to build a base and make this for the Eibishter? We just had it this week's Parsha. Don't worry, they told me different Torah in the Parsha at the end. So we'll have a stukel at the beginning, a stukel at the end, and not about us. Plenty in Torah to talk about. Parakoponim we all had in the beginning of the Parsha. Vasuli mitash shachati v'saicham. Kirisa b'chazal. Everyone knows the chazal. B'suchal anamar. Ela b'sucham. B'sukal echa v'yachad. Anyone know where that chazal is? Excellent! Lamaisa writes with Shmuel Ashkenazi in Alpha Beis HaKanisa, the Shmuel Zira, everyone's Meyachis to a Chazal. It's not any Chazal that we have, even in the newer editions of Nevesh HaChaim, when the Nevesh HaChaim is Marach in the Sinai, and Shar Aleph, and Perak Dalet, and Nagah, and he brings Kedisim a Chazal, none of the editions fill it in, because we can't fill it in. The earliest one we have in is really the Alshech, who tells us, and among many Sfarim speak about this idea. The Sfarim already highlights this idea, of Nachman Bresel, the Kutei Maran, and Aleph, in Parsha Torah Tzadi Dalet. There's a lot to talk about the besochol and our ela besocham besochol echav yechav. And Amana, what's the tachas of the Mishkan? Like Rechaim Elozhen, like the Ashech Hakodesh, it's to see that just like the Beis Hamikdash is a microcosm, that the Eibushter really is dwelling all over the world, and Amana Hashem dwells inside the Beis Hamikdash. Amana dwells inside Yerushalayim. The pasuk in the end of Parak Dalet and Yoel, Hashem is Shochi Mitzion, writes the same for Lechem Lefiatav Tzion Tzadi Yud Vav Nun. If you spell out individually, you flesh out all the respective letters, the Osios and Tzolios, the middle letters, yield the Gematria of 26. Shem Avaya Taka Hashem is Shochi Mitzion. Shem Avaya's Maruma is already in Tzion, in the middle letters of Tzion. So we know that it's not just Eibushter dwelling inside Yerushalayim, it's dwelling inside each and every one of us. We have to make ourselves a base and make our zok that tells a rav. And Shirei Das, that's the pshat, he writes in Daf Samachayim. Under the drush stims with the pshat. Comes along the rice, says, Snow Lafon and Mitzvah, it's an Indian of Noi. I like the Chemda Yakaru as Madaik Lachar, this only stims with the Dabrach and Ashi, it has to do with Noi. Has nothing to do with the Targum, Loshen Nova, Loshen Vavni, Le Mikdash of Haker. Like the Ashik, the whole Indian is to bring the Eibushter inside of you. How do you do that? Make yourself beautiful with Mitzvah, bring the Eibushter into you. You have to beautify yourself with the mitzvahs, those are the kingdom there in Tzoyim, that the Eibushter gave us mitzvahs, but samsa, the maral, become a dukti, the way we attach ourselves to the Eibushter is derech the mitzvahs, the melo, you bring the Eibushter into your own personal base of mikdash, derech is not a fun of a mitzvah, so it tells the Rav Avada, the pshat stims with the drush, even Aliba, the first pshat in Rashi. A kapon of mitzvahs
like that, too. Every mitzvah relates to everything. The base hamikdash, the mela. Oh, oh no, you have to make a building in yourself.
Again, novev avni le mikdash built. Again, the Shirinas, what he's saying is, Avni Le Mikdash. What does it mean? I'll build a basement. Which Mikdash does Eibushter really want us to build? The Mikdash inside of us. So how do I get there? It's not the fun of Mitzvah. That's all enough to Ferris. To Ferris Laman Adam, Machulay, Mishnah Nobus, Beis Alam. Whole Indian is, make yourself a Kli that's ready to be
Mikdash. Shabbos, you bring the base of Mikdash into you.
Shabbos, you're that's not the same. Again, open Kli, make yourself Roy to be a Kli Kibble for the Sochel
and Ebba. It's really two sides of the same coin, because it's not the fun of means that I should be beautiful with the mitzvahs.
Avada. So you're saying, but Avada, it's both. It's two sides. Shnichat some labayach and Avada. We see from all the mafarshim that it's really the zelbazalach. It's all connected. That's a lashon hispoil. I'll make beautiful mitzvahs and I'll make myself beautiful in the process. It's all happening simultaneously. Agaponim. Here we have a brisa that tells the sukkah and lulav navachulai. All these cases of hiddur mitzvah. Now, lachaira, if you were writing this brisa, so which would you write first? The brisa says sukkah, lulav navachulai. For some reason, sukkah heads the list. Come on, every time we see these mitzvahs that are singled out, sukkah always seems to head the list. Needs a beer. Now, lamaisa, this is a fascinating Rav Tzadok writes become a dukti that every agadat on shas finds its place into a mesechta, and befrat in a perek for a specific reason. The whole story of the Churban, even though we have Gemara since Sanhedrin, Nikar, Gemara is where in mesechta is Gittin, because what is Gittin? Gittin is Lashon Gerush in the Pirah, the Churban is Lashon Cherev, the Ramban, the Maral, a Churban is Lashon Cherev, we're separated from the Eibishter, that's Dafkin mesechta is Gittin, which is in Indian of Gerushin, the famous Gra. Gimel and Tess, why is a Ksav Gerushin called the Get? Because Gimel and Tess are the only Osios in the Alephase that never are juxtaposed anywhere in Tanakh, they never appear side by side in Tanakh, even though Sochaim Kineski was asked the time in a crow, that's not necessarily true. We have other OCOs, other combinations. He means the grow is going on libatasis and get the mazam and aleph. Then why is it cool to get? Get is gematria 12. You'd be shooters and get 12 lines and get the various combinations to get to gematria 12. You can have 6 and 6, you can have 10 and 2, you can have 5 and 7 machule out of all the various combinations that could yield the gematria 12 to be marami. So you'd be shooters and get. Give all the tests, and the only two that never appear side by side, and that's why it's cool to get. So back to Tzadok, where are you going to talk about the Churban? Dafke Mesech is getting. But which Perikim Mesech is getting? Dafke. It's only a gedder of a nezek. It's not the misa mamish. You'll heal from it. It's a nezek. That's what it is. Maseches Shabbos talks about what? Kabbalah Sotara, Pechesim and Aleph, the Sigur from Pevav to Peites. All the Gemara's Kabbalah Sotara. Why? Because we have the Machlokes of Yosef and the Tanakam, but the Torah was given. Avav Sivon or Zion, Sivon, the Kuli Amamodi to Beshabbos and the Taira. Mela Davke Maseches Shabbos. We're going to talk about Mas and Taira. And in which paragraph, Rabbi Akiva, the Av of Torah Shah Pevacholay. So Lamaisa, we have this price appearing twice in Shabbos, Kuflam, on base and also base on base, but where do we talk about hiddur mitzvah by sukkah more than anything else? Where's the Gemara board? Sukkah daf yad aleph from the base at the bottom, sukkah daf lam and gimel am an aleph at the bottom. Achlekes of Yehuda in the Tanakama. Whether if you're ma'agid, you have to be ma'agid the lulav according to Shita Shabbat Yehuda. It's ma'agid even b'neivah. Don't worry, we're going to slow down in just a second. Emet Hashem.
Okay.
Emet Hashem. You know how much more Torah you could squeeze in?
That's the sink in
here. Emet Hashem, Emet Hashem. All we got to do is buckle up, Emet Hashem. We got to just sit on the end and slow down the tape, put it on slow motion at the end, Emet Hashem. Hakaponim, where's the Gemara about Hiddur Mitzvah? Lulav Tzach Eged V'chulei. Where is the Gemara? We'll get there, Emet Hashem. That's what we have. The Gemara, Yud Aleph from the base. Wait, not only that, the whole Gemara Daf Yirumah. You have to be Masachech Noi, holding of Noi. Sukkah, everything is beautiful about the Sukkah. Bechulai. That's what we have here. Hiddur Mitzvah. And that's where it's fleshed out. Daf Yud Aleph, and again, the Daf Lamed Gimel. The Indian of Hiddur Mitzvah. Less Ma. The Polig. Everyone agrees to the price. So that's the Shagasari and Azarichus and Shuvus Ramayli Gidrug and Siman Nun. Everybody agrees. To Zekali Vaneo might be Machlokes. Whether Hiddur Mitzvah is the Rais or Rabbanon. Many Achonim understand Pashas is Machlokes. Rashi and Tais is the beginning of Lulav Agozol. When we have Lulav Ayavish Paso, according to Tysus, it's based on this reason. According to Rashi, Zekali Vanveo, why is it Ma'akev? Pashas is Machlekes, whether it's Darais or Rabbanon, there's a tremendous Dian, Ma'atzchias, and so many Achroinim have an Arichas about this Machlekes, Rashi, and Tysus. Hakoponim, everyone agrees to this Chazal, and it's discussed more in Sukkah. Sukkah is the classic, that's Sukkah Noah. And here we have the Brais of Sukkah Noah, Lulav Noah, Shofar Noah, Tzitzis Noah, Sefer Tar Noah, Bechule, and Korcho Bishi Rod. Any deer to take out of that? Korcho Bishiron. I want you to wrap up the Sefer Torah with beautiful, take silk, v'chulei, and wrap it up, v'chulei. Writes the Pardes Yosef in Parshas B'Shalach, Efshar, that one can clear the following chakira. Is there a din in Isno, the fun of a mitzvah, that it's dafko amyusan on the guf ha-mitzvah, on the guf chetz shol ha-mitzvah? That means adorn the actual chetz of the mitzvah. Or does it also include a dabar chitzuni? Is there a mind lakilo? Oh, you know what? I'm going to take gold and I'm going to sprinkle some gold on my sukkah. I'm going to take a dabar chitzuni, something external, and I'll be meyapa through something external. I'll be meyapa the guf ha-mitzvah itself. Does hiddur mitzvah extend that far? It's like the part of Yosef. Maybe you could take out a korcha b'shiran. Why is the Bryce adding korcha b'shiran? Don't just write the actual ksav of the Sefer Torah with the dio not and a komus not allowed the rumah mechulein like Rabbi Kibayar and the Talmidim in the Hagdomador, Rebbe Kivegar and Shulchan Aruch Lechulei, he says, I want you to use the nicest ink and the nicest paper, the nicest sefer. Make sure that people have the hanah that they're reading from a beautiful sefer. So I understand the goof sefer, the sefer Torah, has to be a new one. That's a sefer that's writing. It has to be the nicest ink, Lechulei. But that have to be Korcha B'Shiroi and Mashmo, that there's an Indian even taking a Dover Chitzani and the Miyapa, the Guva Chilik. He says, Ella, what? Maybe I can't tie into that. Because there's another din that says, what? Also Lecho Sefer Torah Orim. You're not allowed to hold on directly to Sefer Torah. Meila, once there's an Isser, even though it's a Dover Tzodi, it's a Zaita Ganakuda, that I can't hold on to the Sefer Torah Orim. Meila, Mechuyim Apidin, to have some type of cover. Once you get a Mechuyim, to have some type of cover. Meila, Korcha B'Shiroim. So maybe I don't have such a Diyak. That's the Klar Lechakir of Paris Yosef. That's what we're going to get to. That's what we're going to get to tonight. So sit back and relax. Don't worry. This is just the Hakdama. We haven't started yet. We're going to get to the Talis v'chulei. That's what we're talking about tonight. But that's not taking something external and covering over. The similar nakuda would be, I have to have a nice matzah. Do I have to have a nice cover for the matzah? Do I have to have a nice cover for Sefer Torah? That's the clear. That's what the Paris Yosef is choking. Hakaponim, here we have a brisa, and that's bought that tells us sukkah noy v'chulei. Now this brisa in Shas is only bought in those two places, Shams Keflam and Gimel Beis and Nazar Da Beis and Beis. But you had on the Mar Makomis, we had some other places where we mentioned this brisa. L'chayra, and this is Shita Rabbi Yishmol, the Mechilta Parsha Gimel and Parsha Smashalach. Zogt Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Yishmol Omer, Mechi Emshol Hanos Kono, is it possible to beautify the Eibishter Ella, what does it mean? As Snola Fun of a Mitzvah, so I'll make myself beautiful in Mitzvahs, and Zogt in Itziv and Ruchas on Itziv. What's the Perish therefore of Vianveu? Shema Sha'anu Misna Matzmeinu Mazem Miskan Yishuv Mizgadu. The whole thing is, I will glorify the Eibishter. How do you glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What can you do to glorify the Shmo HaGodo Yisbarach? Ma Sha'anu Misna Matzmeinu. If we beautify ourselves, that gives a cover. The whole thing of the Abbas Hainam HaKov, the Medrash Mareishas Rambo, that we can beautify ourselves. We're going to act as the are coming to the Shechina just like the others. We're going to be the Kli through which the Eibishter will be in his God. The whole sugya of Kiddush Hashem and Yuma Peivav Amin Aleph, let people look to Yidin and say, oh, that's a Yid, Gevaldik, I want to be like that. Glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu through glorifying yourself in his mitzvahs. HaKaponim, let's look at his digmos, his examples. It's not a fun of mitzvahs. Esa Lulav Na Sukkanos, which is around the order. Tzitzis Na and Tfilah Na. Tfilah Na, the first one is named, that's Tfilah. So here we have Lulav switch with Sukkah. Tzitzis Na. And Tfilah Noah, that's the Mechilta in Parsha Gimel in Parsha Special. Let's take a look at the Braisa Mesechah Sof from the Mesechus Katanis, printed in the back of Avodah Zarah. So we have Mesechah Sof from that deals with, and Yoni Sefer Torah, Tfilah and Mezuzah Smechulei. And Braisa Gimel zogt the Braisa as follows. Chai Vodam Lasos Tzitzis Noah. Now over here it's not a kasha. What happened to Sukkah Noah? We're doing that Masechah Seifrim, so it's very expected. In Masechah Seifrim, there's no Indian. I'm not going to be Marach now, but a Sukkah and a Lulav. What are we going to talk about? Still Tzitzis. Tzitzis makes its way here. Tzitzis that are beautiful, Mezuzahs that are beautiful, and Tarayt is Sefer Torah Noah, Vidyona, Vechulei. And that is all what? Asi Lafon of Mitzvahs knows to make beautiful Mitzvahs. Kedivi Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael in the Mechilt and Parsha Gimel. That's Masechah Seifrim here, and Perikud Gimel, and Braisa Gimel. In addition, we have a Yalkut Shimoni. The Yalkut Shimoni writes in Remez Reish Mem Hei and Parshas B'Shalach. I didn't have it on the Mar Makamis for you. I want you to see every place we have, and all the places bought as well. The Yishami and Peya Perkav Lo Lcha Aleph Shtikol Rachmanis Zekeli Van Veyo Esnol Lafonim Mitzas Ase Sukkah Noa Velulov Noa Shofar Noa Kosev Sefer Torah Lishmo B'Diyo Noa V'Chulei. So what do we have over here? Tzitzis is not mentioned in the Yalkut. We have, as expected, Sukkah, Lulav, and Shofar, and Sefer Torah. We have four things listed, and Tzitzis, for some reason, is not listed. So we have this brisa that appears a number of times. We have here now Shamash Keflam and Gimel. We have Nozer Beis and Beis. We have Masechah Seferim. How we have the Yalkut in Remez Reish Memhei in Parshas B'Shalach. We have all these Marmakimus. None of them say a word about a talus. I had Tzitzis appearing in some of them. In Avada, you can make the Diyuk. Why in some cases I have five, some I have four. Why in some cases Sukkah, Lulav, some cases Lulav, Sukkah. Some cases I don't even mention Lulav and Sukkah. Avada, there's plenty to talk about here. But Akoponim, one Parsha to Diyuk is, I don't have any mention of talus. I only have a mention of tzitzis. That's all I'm mentioning. Anytime I'm going to mention anything in that general category, I'm only talking about tzitzis, and I'm not mentioning a word about a talus. The problem is, when we take a look at the Mefarshim, now there is also a fascinating Kanmon called the Noe Katzon Yosef, who writes in Daf Reish Tzadi that you should be Mahadar after mitzvahs, for example, al Lulavna and Esrul Ganaya and a Sukana. And he says, these are the three mitzvahs that Chazal highlight, that Chazal amar. The question is, where does he get that from? We just quoted all these brises. None of them even mention Esrog and Esrog L'chara. There's no need to go out of your way to mention it. K'shtetu tarim aforish, and it's a pre-Eitzadus. You don't even have to talk about it. Hakoponim, we have tzitzis mentioned. Now, Lamais, if we take a look at the Rishonim, we take a look at a riff. When the riff in Sukkah, I mentioned to you that the Gemara about Hidr mitzvah is mentioned in Sukkah. We have Inyoni Hidr throughout the Masechta. But the Gemara, quoting the Pasuk in Tesva Beis and Mishalach Zekli Vaneu, is in Sukkah Yid Aleph and Beis, and again later on in the third parak of Lulav Agosa, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. And there, in the third parak, Zok the Rif, Rabino Alphus writes, Daf Tesayin Amud Aleph and Dapei Rif. Hisno Lefone B'mitzah Zekli Vaneu, B'lulav Noah B'sukana, some reason he switches around the order, B'shofar Noah, and instead of B'tzitzis Noah, he writes B'talus Noah. Does he mean B'tzitzis? I don't understand. He doesn't say Talus and Tzitzis. But Lamaisi, he should say Tzitzis, that's the lotion. He says, Batalis Noi. Okay, you have to have beautiful talis. Now, we went through all the other Makaris and Chazal. The Brises, the Gemaras, Vachulei, the Mechiltas, and none of them mentioned the word talis anywhere. Let's take a look at another one of the Gedol of Yishonim, Zok the Rosh. Also in the third parak in Simon Yud Beis. Zekeliv Areo, Esnolifon, Mitzis, Belulav Noi, Besukanoi, Beshofer Noi, Batalis Noi. Going be ikvis the riff, Zok the Rosh again, the same thing. No mention of tzitzis, but he's margish betalis noe. And then he says, take a look at the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daftes, about him, mitzvah, shlush, v'chulei. And he's mitzai in that the Marmokim, the Kitz and Imrat. Hakoponim, the riff and the Rosh are telling us explicitly that there's an Indian in having a talis noe, that you have to have a beautiful talis. It's not limited to the riff. And the Rosh, we'll take a look at Rashi in Bava Kama. The Rosh already gave us the address. Let's take a look at Taf Tesamud Beis at the top, talking about the Inyan. Rav Zera says, Behidr Mitzvah, Shlish, Shlish. You have to go until Shlish. In fact, the Gemara by Ravashi, Shishmel Agav, Shishmel Avar, Vachulei, and the Gemara emphasizes with the Teiku. Tishbi Yitar, it's Kishu Shabayis, Lik, and Meduchte, and Vachulei. Zok to Rashi, Afanart, Behidr Mitzvah, Shlish, Mitzvah. So you have to buy the nicest Sefer Torah. The Sanya Mechites in Indian of being Mahadar in Mitzvahs. We have in the parenthesis Shabbos Kuflam and Gimlam and Beis. Mechites maybe he's really going with the Bryce and Dazir component. We have the Bryce and Shabbos. Zekaliban Veyu Esnol of Fundam and Mitzvahs. Asay Lacha Sefer Torah Nar. Rashi switches around the order. It could be Rashi had a different girsa. Unless Rashi is here to teach me something. Sefer Torah no, lulav no, talis no, tzitzis no. See, even if one would argue that really what we meant by talis was tzitzis, it's clearly not the case. Rashi is margish baruch obidcha katana. There's something called a talis no, something called tzitzis no. And he juxtaposes the two. They're both here, mafurish in this Rashi. There's an Indian having not only tzitzis no, which is taka, one of the digmas that was listed in the Braisa, but in addition we have talis no. And not only that, Rashi leaves out, there's no mention here of shayfar, there's no mention here of sukkah. What happened to sukkah? And most of the brises that we quoted, come on, everybody has sukkah. Maybe they have lula before sukkah, like the riff and the rush, but everyone's starting out with sukkah. Sukkah l'chayr is the classic case of hit or mitzvah. And that's what the Gemara is discussing. Sukkah, so many cases of being mahad of the sukkah. And yet Rashi, for some reason, leaves out any mention of sukkah, and he writes talis. So again, here we have already three gedolah rishonim. We have a riff, third parak of sukkah. We have a rush, third parak of sukkah, simit yibayz. The riff and daf tesayin of an aleph and daf riff. We have over here Rashi Bava Kama daf tesayin of beish that there's an Indian and what and having a nice talis and it's nichol in hidr mitzvah which Rashi remembered pashtus of Rashi in Nazir and Rashi in lulav agozim chav tesayin of beish lulav yevish poso kizekli na neir Rashi sees you learning it's a dinner
because that's what costs money. The baguette costs money. The tzitzis you're not going to spend so much money on.
I know. Because
it costs
more than
the baguette. Because it costs more than the baguette. But I have a baguette, you can't even claim tzitzis.
And a chanami, and without a bias, you can't be mekayim the din of mezuzah. So maybe I have to have a beautiful house, just have a nice place to put a mezuzah on. Excellent. Meshmaras chayim and chelik aleph and osegin and yoni tzitzis, and we're going to go in and mention that. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so let's hold out. Excellent questions. Excellent horas. Let's hold out. We'll see what we're going to ask on Rav Shana. Okay, so let's see what we can come up with tonight. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have Chashev Tamar Chacham here. Let's see what we can come up with. Lamais, it's not just those three Gedolei Rishonim, the Rif, the Rosh, and Rashi, and Baba Kama, Davtes. It's also Rabbi Yudah Chassid. Rabbi Yudah Chassid writes in the Sefer Chassidim in number 878. Tov Tav Hayin Ches, Zot Rabbi Yudah Chassid. Chashdi based on the Pasuk and Dilim Kofiotes and Pasuk Samech, Chashdi Velois Mamati, Lishmar mitzvah. I hurried up. I rushed. I didn't delay at all to keep the Eibushter's mitzvahs. Lo yaakiv vodim es mitzvah bavur zesham ratorah zeklim veyo. Don't go ahead and even be ma'akiv the mitzvah because you want to be makayim zeklim veyo, which is a small of fun of mitzvahs. Can go talis noe and the sefer Torah. The only two digmas that the sefer Chassidim even brings. You think maybe sukkah noe? That's what the gemara brings all the time. The only two is sefer Torah. I understand sefer Torah. Sefer Torah. That's lechara. Rashi brings that first. Sefer Torah lechara. That's why there's a gantz arichas for sefer Torah. That you want the yona and a kum. And a sefer of a chulei. Why? Because sefer Torah is the Kli Vanveil. This is my God, and I will glorify Him. This is the word of the Eibushter. The Ramban in the Sakdama of the Torah. The whole Torah is cool and Shmoyse Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amali, it's moving Meilav. It's axiomatic. You have to glorify Him through the sefer Torah itself. This is the Eibushter. This is cool and Shmoyse Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amali, it's moving Meilav that they have to have a beautiful sefer Torah, and that's how Rashi says. That's Pashup Shot. That's the first Kli Vanveil, and that one I understand. But notice, even before sefer Torah, sefer Chassidim, Talis Noet, and these are the examples. And even if you're going to say, I want to get a beautiful talis, I want to have a beautiful sefer Torah, Shalom Yomarim came and sheish the talis. Look, no, since I have to buy a talis, after not sheyavul the yadi talis yofamo, let me wait until I have a really beautiful one. Mami, you see, oh, he's mamiyish. There's that kilo kasaka daitach that you should wait until you have a tremendously beautiful talis. Nothing about tzitzis. Ela yikin amaya talis abishin yofam kokach. You have to buy it right away. And about over here, we get into the whole din, the famous Chuba Lachol Chametzvi and Simak Kavav, and the Mishnah Berurah and Simak Tani Aleph and Orchaim brings down the Chuba the Rivash and Chelik Dalat Simon Yad Gimel, the Homachleikas, the Rivash, also Kuftari Tess. If you have Zuiz Makdima the Mitzvah, Umas, Mitzvah, Menemucha, which one has Kadima, Bechulei Pashas, Waposke, like the Rivash. Like Zvi Zmartim and Rav Ruvin, Gazelski has a beautiful shtick on Tzichas, Rav Ruvin and Parshas Bo as well. I and Rav Huna are Pachad Yitzchak and Pesach, Maimer Aleph, based on the Maral, and the Siva Solom, and the Siva Torah, Perak Yedzayim, that Avado, Lamaylam, and Azman, Zvi Zmartim, and Zvi Zmartim is going to have an Adifus over Mitzvah, and Menemuchor, that's clearly the Pesach in 878 of the Siva Chassidim, that Chaparai in the Mitzvah, don't wait until you have a more beautiful Mitzvah. But that's going to be another Shia, you have to bring me back in another Motzei Shabbos. HaKalponim, it's 11, how fast we can talk. So Lamaisa, we have what? Lamaisa, we have a Rif, a Rosh, a Rashi, all mentioning what? All mentioning Talis. We have a Sefer Chassidim. Not only does he mention Talis, Kilo Derech Agav, all the other ones, the choice the most that Rav Yudah Chassid even writes, Adavka Talis, and the Sefer Torah, and that's the Kasaka Daidach. You might think, I have such a chiv to get such a beautiful Talis, that Kasaka Daidach, I would have a Havamina, that's Kedai to wait until I can purchase such a beautiful Talis, Kamash Velon, Hashti Velois Mamati, and I should go ahead and Chaparayin, and Zrizim Akdim, and Chaparayin in the midst of Talis right now.
That's the first mitzvah of the day.
It's the first mitzvah of the day? Is it the first mitzvah of the day? Tzitzis, why is that the first mitzvah of the day?
Talis.
Mechatis, the first mitzvah of the day. We have already a Ritva and Rishon ready. The Beis Halevi in the end of Chuvas, he brings in the end of the Chuvas Beis Halevi. We have Divrei Pinchas and Simon Beis. Brought down Rabbi Yosha talks about it in Sefer Oris in the end of Maseches Chagiga. How do we start out Shas, Brachas, Beis, and Aleph? With Kriya Shema Darvis. Why? Why do we start? Because that's the first mitzvah. A person has when he's a Bachar Bar Mitzvah. First mitzvah is the night before. The night comes before the day. The first mitzvah you have is Kriya Shema Darvis. That's why Mamas Ikon is Kriya Shema Darvis. That's why we start out. Chassam Sefer writes differently in Droshas, and it's printed. Chassam Sefer left over the end of Parshas Vayechi. What's the first mitzvah that a Bar Mitzvah boy has? Like the Sam Sefer, it's a mitzvah Simcha. Tachas is Lavatash Lagechav Simcha to Levav. Like the Sam Sefer, the first mitzvah you have is really an Indian of Simcha. You have to be Mesimcha. That's the first mitzvah. But again, the Pasha says it's the night. The question is, if it's the night, then what's the Gemara asking? Avado, like the Beis HaLevi, but like all these Achrayim, a Bar Mitzvah Bochor is Bar Mitzvah on the night of Leil Yud Gimel Shana Yomecha. So what's the Havamina? The Gemara says, why are we starting with Kriya Shema Darvis? Listen, Yishachar is Bereisha. Frek the Beis HaLevi, Frek the Abba Yosef. What's the Gemara's Kasha? What do you mean a brochas base of an aleph? Let's go ahead and start. Why should we start with Kriya Shema Shacharis? Arvus comes first. Elawot, they both answer base and taisis, the top of Bezam and Bezam and Sechas Nida. Since it's the regilus that the base saras only come at Safra, it's the regilus, ordinarily, the base saras that make it, and mitzvah deraisa only come in the morning hours. Pastus, the boy is only really about mitzvah deraisa in the morning hours. That's the Gemara's Kashan. That's a little shver, but that's the Gemara's Kashan upon him. That's the night. The night begins with Kriya Shema Arvus, which is a big Kashan. Yudi Alasat talks about it. In his Chedush Maseches Ksuvis, why is it the Pasuk says in Yoshua in the beginning of Parak Aleph, Egisu Yom Olayla? Why is it Tyre, Egisu Yom Olayla? Should be Egisu Laila Vayom. Interesting. The Kasha. We'll have to talk about that another time as well. That's that one. And by Kochim, by Karbonis, Vachulei. It's Pumfakir. So which one is it? Megisa Yom Laila. And not only that, why is that Pasuk in Yeshua? Why not put that Pasuk in Chumash? That is the Pasuk. Adam Nav Chesam and Aleph. That I learned that I could be Makayim, Kriya Shvan Shachras Amos. I'm Makayim, I Chiv Tam Taira. In the day and at the night. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. Kaponim. I'm sorry? Well, that's what the Gemara brings. So what was the Gemara asking? Listening Shachar's Moresha. We always start out with the night. And then why is Torah? Pum Faker. Something to think about. Why is it so short? It's easier. Erev and Adal and Ralph. The night was created, right? The night was created for time and time. Excellent. So what do we see? Halacha l'maisa. We have these gedolei rishonim. We have a Rif, a Rosh, a Rashi, and a Sefer Chasidim. That talis. No, you have to have a beautiful talis. So you'll say maybe it's not halacha l'maisa. So you took a look. It's halacha l'maisa. Zok the Magen Avram. Magen Avram writes in the beginning of Hilchos Hitzos and Simen Chav Dalid. Right at the very beginning, Zok the Magen Avram online. Yizor lasos talis. No mishum zekaliv emayim. The Magen Avraham Gepaskin, that you have to go ahead and get what? A talis nut. Doesn't even say here, you have to get a talis al kizekli v'meim. That's the Magen Avraham. And you saw it also in the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Simur Chav Dalet and Sif Gimel. And it's also brought in Mishnah Berurah here in Chav Dalet, Sif Kof and Tes. Mishnah Berurah also, you see that we're paskining al nochal amaisa. Hazak the Mishnah Berurah, the last line of the Machaber in Simen Chav Dalet. Godol onish hamavatal mitzvah tzitzis v'yol of nemar lechos b'knafas haaretz. Has zohir, the mitzvah tzitzis zohchavro p'nei ha-shechina. Gemaldig amayla, one of the mitzvah shkulis v'chulei. Zog the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkot and Tess, chof dal tess. Has zohir b'mitzvah tzitzis. Mitzvah lasis talis, no mitzitzis, no. In the same lotion as the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Shartzin, he's just mitzayin achroinim. And we saw who are those achroinim. You have a Magen Avraham Yitzchak Echa, you have a Shulchan Aruch Rav, and now the Mishnah Berurah Paskin as well. There's a mitzvah and have a talis, no, and a tzitzis, no. So here we have Paskin. You have to go out and you have to buy a beautiful talis. And the question is, it wasn't in my Braisa. It wasn't in the Braisa Sayer, Chavs, Kiflam, and Gimel, and Beis. Not in the Braisa Nazar, Beis, and Beis. Not in the Secha Seferin. And your Gimel, Gimel. It's not in the Mechilta and Parsha Gimel. It's not in the Yerushalmi and Peah, Aleph, Aleph. Where is it? Where is it coming from? The three Shonim are saying, Talis Noah. And it's Paskin, Aloch Lamaisi. You have to have a beautiful Talis. What's going on here?
Perhaps the Braisa were only talking about the Braisa. Talis is only about one. The tzitzis is in fact is the Braisa, but that's already in the Braisa. All the other examples in the Braisa are the Braisa.
Right.
Talis itself,
the
weird
talis, is only in the Rabban. Okay, so what if Hinder Mitzvah is also in Rabban, and Shitas Atisis, and many Rishonim?
No, but the Kashi, the Rav asked, is why the Rishonim do not say that. So I'm saying, the reason the Rishonim don't say that, the Rishonim is only telling you Mitzvah the Rishonim. The talis itself is not a Mitzvah the Rishonim.
Okay, the question is, you can start clearing, and that's what we'll talk about in a second. Who says there's any chiyuv to wear talis b'chlal? What is tzitzis? Tzitzis is, put tzitzis on your dalit kalfas.
The Rebbe has a kasha. Why did the Braisa not say talis? So the answer is, the Braisa we're talking about mitzvahs to Raisa.
It's not only it's a talis is not anything. Talis is what? Let's see how the Achronim has the kasha. But we have these gedolei rishonim who are all either plugging it back into the Braisa. They're all putting it in. They're all putting in the talis. So what's going on here with the talis?
Leave it.
Don't worry. We'll get to that point also. We'll see what is exactly is talis. Zok of Yosef Engel, this kasha appears in a number of gedolei achronim. Yosef Engel, Gionei Ashas. I was just sitting last Shabbos by Project Inspire Convention next to Rav Noach Obel by Shal Shudis. We were talking and learning a little bit. He told me, Rav Yosef Engel, Mamish, one of his favorite achronim. Mamish, he was a balki and Mamish, everything. But here we see that he was writing very quickly. Rav Yosef Engel, what does he bring? So he asked the Shaila. And Dibra Maska Matirin, the bottom of Chabez of an Aleph in Mesech HaShabbos, Zok of Yosef Engel. Rashi says, Matirin, me talis Yoshon talis Chodesh, I can take off the strings from an old talis, put it onto a new one. Mishum Mitzvah and Mukhar, I'm going to take it off, and now we'll have it better on a new talis. So because of Mitzvah and Mukhar, it's Mutal Avatam, Mitzvah Satalis, Ayashona, Adkan the Shona, Vieshlai, and Kitsas, the Lachar Nira, Dei Matalis, Mishum and Mitzvah Klau, Friend of Yosef Engel, there's no Indian of Hidder Mitzvah by a talis. Kevon Chainu, Achipachum Mitzvah Klau, Rakat Sitzis, there is no Mitzvah, not even a Mitzvah Rabbonah, and there's nothing in a talis. There's no mitzvah called put on a talis. A talis is garnished. A talis is what? There's no mitzvah chal. The mitzvah is put sitzis on whatever four-cornered beged you're wearing. There's no chayfetz of a talis. V'olam b'rif, he says, well, I see the rif says what? Zekhen aveo, and he says, talis not. Olam b'gemara, it's not mentioned. And he leaves out tzorchi. You know, he only mentions the rif. We saw it's the rif, the Rosh Rashi, and Rabbi Yudah Chassid. A number of them bring it. He's not the only one to ask this kasha, though. Okay, so let's see. That's what Rav Scheinberg is going to go with. Let's see if that's so posh. Listen to a Kovner Rav. Kovner Rav is writing in a tshuva in Devar Avram. In Devar Avram and Chenlik Beis and Simcha Fei and Oz Gimel. The Kovner Rav, Azam and Senekana Shapira, he's bothered. He's talking about the Mila Sager. Mila Sager, no Dina hit a mitzvah. The whole sugya we got into this place because of going back Chosen Fetzitz and Shein Ma'akvin by the Mila Vachulei. As he says, by Mila Sager Shein Mitzvah, it's only a Hershel that can he sell celebris. The Shai Klal Lomer Boy is Nabba Mitzvah. What are we going to say? The Otto name is Nabba Mitzvah Shei Yizemel No. Should we have a nice scaffold that's going to do the bris? Should it be a nice mikvah that he goes into? I don't know. It's just the Hershel to allow him to become a Ger. But about it, there's no mitzvah now that we should be medaktik on hiddur mitzvah. And then we have in brackets the following. It's really Barashi Bava Kamad of Testament Beis. Again, he doesn't bring the riff, the Rosh, Rabbi Yudah Chassid, but he says Rashi Bava Kamad. Hiddur mitzvah, Shulish Rashi recites the Braisa. And Frektu the Dvar Avram, Maishai Hiddur Batalis. Oto a talis he a mitzvah, Rei Raka Tzitzis same a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in the talis itself. Uba emes b'braisa b'shabas lo tanina talis. No, el a tzitzis on. It doesn't even mention talis. Se eshu dedami l'korcha b'shira non to say for Tyro. So he says, Esther, you know what? Maybe I could be Matzio. That the same way the Braisa was Mamshech Viter to tell me that there's an Indian. And Shira, not that beautiful adornments to put the nice silk around the Sefer Torah. Now we heard the Clara the Parnas Yosef. Even that might not be so posh. You can't necessarily make a diak from there. Because it could be Shira, known as only that once I have a Zaitigadin that says, oh, so Lechos is the Sefer Torah Arab. So I'm a Choyev Altsa, know their din to make sure that it's covered. And once I'm a Choyev to have some covering, Mamela, now Kiva becomes a Chalik in the Maisimit. So now I have to have a nice one. But Efshar, maybe it's that same gather to have a nice talis. He says, Efshar, I'm the Mechilta, which is the Koran, not Mimer, and that's what we saw. Lo Nemor El of Luna, not Sukkot, since it's not Fila, not, but it doesn't even have Korcha B'Shiron. So he says, I can't even say that, Terence. Because in other cases, he says, I don't even have Korcha B'Shiron. That's not even bought in the Mechilta, which he says, Rabbi Yishmael, that's the Iker Bala Memra. If you want to tell me that I don't have to mention talis, because talis is Nichlal and Korcha B'Shiron, I'm not by the Bryce, which doesn't even mention that. So I'm leaving off again with the same kasha, Frank the Dvar Avram, like the Gionia Shas. What's going on over here? So this is a kasha that a number of Achoyim deal with. From Moshe Shmuel Shapira Talmud Mubba for the Briska Rav, he writes in his Kuchas HaBiurim of a common Simalamid, in those bays. He's talking about the Chakira by Hidden Mitzvah. Is it a din on the Chetz, a din on the Gavra? Is it that you make yourself beautiful by going after mitzvah? So that to the mitzvah itself, what's the Yikar HaKpada? So he says, "Mafursim a shaylov, he talis he a mitzvah de tzitzis. Sorry, a tzitzis min a mitzvah, but daib a tzitzis not. Lam alone the tas not. So why does Rashi bring the Rashi and the Rif a chulei? I also have to have a talis not. So he says, I'll tell you a teretz in the name of a Rav Silverbooger. He says, Ratzalomar, the kevin da mitzvah he lo ba chetzah the mitzvah kim bia gavro. It's not a din in the chetz, it's a din in the gavra. She is snow of a mitzvah, noya, that I should make myself beautiful by being involved in a beautiful maisa mitzvah. Shai is a gamatalis de la gavra choshim a snow of a mitzvah, noya. That it's a raya. What is talis showing? That beaker, it's on me. That I want to make sure to beautify myself with a nice talis. Shamarti dover zel afnei gona deris urbeinu arav, that's the brisker of. Beitel zeh, he didn't like this. Teretz v'hosef him king gama mezuzan, he boi bai is not. Then why don't you say that I have to have a beautiful house? Because once I have a chiv to put on a mezuzah, I better make sure to have a beautiful house. See, he doesn't like that teretz. He comes.
Some people buy a beautiful house for that reason.
On the body, that would be the reason.
There's no beginning. If I have a baggie that's four cornered, I have to put six in. There's no key to have every baggie that's four cornered to be a nice baggie to say the house. The house, the kid, 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 the kid
The house is a house. Once you buy a house, for whatever reason, it's not a house, it's not a nice house, you have to put on
the... Excellent. So the same thing, exactly. I don't have to, number one, I don't have to buy out, but number two, if I'm wearing a junky t-shirt, if a person has a junky t-shirt and happens to have four quarters, is anyone going to say you have to now, oh, now that you have four quarters, even the din sits there, I saw, now you better go out, you better clean that t-shirt, you better put some gold lining on it. A t-shirt is a t-shirt. And if it has dollar compass, you have a t-shirt, like anything else. So it's very schwer, so let's bring in our shimer. The shimer that we already have. Oh, excellent. So we're going to get there. And that's the show. We're going to get there. Excellent. Excellent point. We have different gedorim of what talus we're referring to. It's exactly the direction we're going in. So sit back. Don't relax. And now let's listen to Mishmar Eschayim. Mishmar Eschayim, Rav Scheimer writes in Inoni Tzitzis and Chelik Aleph and Osei. He cites the Mogen Avram. He brings the Mogen Avram that you have to make sure to get a nice talus. The kasha of Rabbi Yosef Engel, the kasha of the Dvar Avram, kasha of Ramosha Shmuel Shapiro, Machule, Veneer Delo Dummy. He says, I don't have a kasha. We saw the Briskarov says, maybe I have to get a nice house, because once I have to put a mezuzah, so I have to put nice strings on a nice talus. I say, I have to put a nice mezuzah on a nice house. Near the Lodomi says, to me, they're not comparable. Why? The Gavi, Tzitzis Chuti, Tzitzis Nasim, L'Chelek Shol HaBeget. Da'kol Beget Echad, V'Mitzvah Ine Elat, Tzitzis El'Kol HaBeget, V'Tzitzis Nasim, L'Cheftah Shol Mitzvah. Da'ayinu Talah Shol Mitzvah. Zokto Scheinberg. It all becomes part and parcel of one guf, HaCheftah Shol HaMaisa Mitzvah. Once you attach the strings, you now transform this into one Chefetz. It all becomes one Zach. L'Chein Amrina Zekli V'Veyu. Not only on the Tzitzis, but even on the Talas. Mashenkin Gabi Mezuzah. Te'bevande Lo Nasis HaMezuzah. And mezuzah is the mitzvah, and the binyan is the mechayiv and the mitzvah. Says Dr. Scheinberg, he says, now he really isn't fleshing out that hesber, and he himself, excellent, that he himself brings an Amnezer and a stipler, Kilis Yaakov and Yavama Sim and Dalit, and they both hold that they both stole too. Dr. Stipler, Dr. Amnezer, just like the bias doesn't have any din hither, because the bias is merely the Echid Timsa, that's Machayev din Mezuzah, but of all the ain't shum havamina, ain't shum kasaka daitach, then I have to have a beautiful house for a beautiful Mezuzah. Dr. Stipler and Amnezer, of all that, I don't have to have a beautiful talus to have beautiful tzitzis. Rosh Hashanah says no over here, and he brings kamarayas that we see in the poskim that there's an inyan in the Saint Tzeva, the Saint Kol. We see that kilo, it's more shaykh. That's really what he's saying, that there's more in common. There's a tzad of shava between the tzitzis, the strings, and the beged. We can view them as being one chayfet zechel, but how are you going to view a cloth that's sitting on a wall? There's no tzad of shava shemene. It's a matter of the two separate things. Now this is not posha. First of all, we see Moshe Shmuel Shapiro said the Briskarov more or less didn't like it, and Briskarov had this problem. The Stipler has the problem. Avinu Nezer has the problem, and Rav Scheinberg really needs a beer. So ena chanami. I hear Rav Scheinberg's chilek that he's telling me that a bias and a mezuzah. I understand that. Then no one's going to entertain a havamin and buy a beautiful house for a mezuzah. There's shnei dvarim nefrodim legamri. They have no shaykhus zulazu. Some other no one's going to say that. L1, now we have to find a kesher. So, over here, I'm going to make them like one chayfetz. How am I going to make them like one chayfetz? Oh, excellent. Okay, excellent. So now we have one more to talk about. Let's go to a Gemara in Sukkah. We have a machlokes, Ramam and Rosh, when it comes to the Gemara in Masechah Sukkah Dav Tesem and Aleph. Gemara says in Sukkah Dav Tesem and Aleph as follows. Amro Sheshis Mishur Rabbi Akiva Menayin Atzei Sukkah Shasurim Kol Sheva. How do I know that the Tuktzol and Mitzvasol, the Atzei Sukkah, the wood that goes into the Sukkah, is also, you can't get any personal Hanah all the 7 days of Sukkah. Tam Lomar Chagasur, Shavus Yom LaHashem, all the Shavus Yom, the Sukkah, the Atzei Sukkah belongs to the Eivishtu. V'tanya, Rabbi Yudah Ben-Maseir, Omer, Keshem Shachal Shei Shemayim Alach Nekiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Alach Sukkah, Shnemar Chagasur, Shavus Yom LaHashem, Machag LaHashem, Av Sukkah LaHashem. You walk away from this Gemara. If I were to ask you, Allah Lamaisa. So now I have the Brisa, I have Rosh Hashanah in the name of Rabbi Akiva. And I have the Brisa, Yudah B'Maseir, there's a kilu achalos shem shemayim that's halal in the sukkah. So what's also now? What am I not allowed to get in? Am I not allowed to get in from the schach? Or what about the atzei hadefonos? What about the walls of the sukkah? Zok the Rosh. The Rosh writes in Perek Aleph. And Simon Yud Aleph writes the Rosh as follows. And Simon Yud Gimel. V'hai di asiri atzei sukkah inu davka schach. It's davka the schach. Avalatzi had the funnest, the wood that goes into creating the walls of the Sukkah Mishra Shari. It's muttered again, Hana. The Chumai did Ashina Mechagia Sukkah Sainu Davke Bishach. Can it come on? In the base of an Aleph? The top of your base. Gabi Psolos Agerin Vayekav Akos Medaber. Udaloki Aramam, who writes in Ocha Sukkah Perek Vav Alochatez Vav. Shekonsav Atzi Sukkah Asurim Kol Shiva Yimei Achag. Bein Atzi had the funnest, or Bein Atzi Haschach. Vein the Osim Hem, the Dabar Acha Koy Mechag. You can't use them for anything else. The Ramam writes Mephorish and Vav Tezvav. That you're not allowed to get any hano aside from the atzei asachach and aside from the atzei hadafonos. The Rosh says, I don't paskin like the Rambam. By me, the whole issue, the whole Gemara, and Daf Tes and Ralph only applies to the schach. Now, if you were to ask, what about Chitas Rashi? Rashi, in a few places, five places throughout the first perk alone, in the first 11 blots, twice in Beis Amin Aleph, again in Dalana Beis, Chesa Beis Yud Beis Amin Aleph. Rashi tells us numerous times, right at the beginning on the Mishnah, Shech Hamas, Merubi Yitzalas, Amuad, Bota, Merob, Areyu, Kamish, Einu, Baal, Shema, Schach, Kru, Yisukah. Again, Rashi says, Sukah, Hainu, Schach, Kishma. Rashi is constantly margis this Nakuda. Rashi tells us again, Yud Beis Amin Aleph, Tekola, Sukah, Akosim, Schach, Mashma, Didofen, Lu, Ikri, Sukah. A dofen is not called a sukkah. Yes, we have the Gemara and Dafoven Beis. We have sukkah, so we learn how many dafonis, machlekes, rabbanon, rabbi shimon, shtayim, kochos, and shlisha, filoteva, v'chulei. That's a separate din. When we talk about sukkah, the dinei sukkah is what? Is a reference to schach, ashim eschach, kriya sukkah. That lachar is where the Rosh is coming from. The Rosh is learning like Rashi. What is called the sukkah? The sukkah is the schach, ashim eschach, kriya sukkah. So now when you go vayt to the Gemara and Daf Tesamon Aleph, and you read Rav Yudah Memeser, that kashal, kshim shachal, shemai machagiga, kashamam al sukkah, there's a chalosh shem shemai. Now what is a din hider mitzvah tolayin? L'charetz tolayin the inyan of the hider is tolayin the chalosh shem shemai. And if you don't believe me, Rashi writes in a furish daf lamed vav amud beis. Zot Rashi, da mitzvah hadura ba'inyan hoel umasker shem shemayim alav. When there's a chalosh shem shemayim, that demands that I have to be mahadur the ma'isa mitzvah. So if you go through those five Rashi's in the beginning of the first parak of Sukkah, Hashem eschach kru yisukah, and now we get to a gemara later on in Daf Tes Amud Aleph. There's a chalosh shem shemayim. What's it chalon? Lachor, it's only chalon this schach Hashem eschach kru yisukah, which means that al tzedin of getting hana, he holds like the Rosh that there's only a din of not getting hana from what? From the schach, but about it, I can get enough from that seed to follow us. So the question is, where's the Rambam coming from? Rambam, you don't agree? All the Sukkim, all the Rayas that Rashi brings, the Koveya of the Shem Sukkah, what is the Hashem Sukkah? Schach, Hashem Sukkah, Kriya Sukkah. Lachor, the Defonis, only the Echitimsa, are only a Tanai, that's a Machshir, the Schach. You can't just hang up a Schach in the middle of midair. You have to have something holding it up. The Echitimsa, hold up the Schach for the Defonis. I have a separate din. How many Defonis? I in the Gemara Dav Vavam and Beis. But about the Eker Koveya of the Shem Sukkah is the Schach. So is there a din of Hid the Mitzvah? By Atzei Hadafonus, Lechaira, you would say no. Just like there's no din of a chalosh of getting hano, there's no isim muktza of huktza lemitzvah. So like Shitas Rosh, like Rashi Lechaira, when you're talking about Atzei Hadafonus like this, so where's the Rambam coming from?
Huktza lemitzvah has to be only on the heft of the mitzvah. Why can't it be in the siyuah of the mitzvah? I need the fanus. So
Mamela,
it's not the
Ika Mitzvah.
The Rambam
is about the master that's Ika Mitzvah. Ain't a Chanami. What's the only thing Lachaira to say? That even the Rambam might agree the definition of the Sukkah is Nikva al Shem Aschach. But once I have the Funus because I have a Zaitig Adin. Undaf Oven Beis, that's Machayim, I have to have the Funus. And once these the Funus are attached to the Sukkah, now I understand it becomes a Chela. Similar to what Rosh Hashanah was saying by the Talis and the Tzitzis, we can much more readily hear it by a Sukkah. To say that they became a Guf Echa, that's a little harder to hear. But over here by the Sukkah, I can't have one without the other. It's Nishayich Bechla. You can't put a Schach in midair. So once I have the Funus and once I have a separate Chiv, I have no separate Chiv to have a Talis. Now that I have a separate Chiv to have the Funus, and with the Chiv that I have to have the Schach, you put the two together, they become a Chepza Echad.
Why do you have to say that? Why can't you say Rambam holds that the Funus of Hukum is possible? It's like my Sukkah. It should be worse than
that. No, I'm saying we could say that. The question is, Elwi Mechuyev to say that he's learning. That means that what's the Chepza? It's the Rambam holds that once I have a Gemara and a Vamar base and I put all the Gemaras together, so what Mahalach and the Rambam is Kipshuto and a Chanami. Then now I've defined. Once I walk away from all the Sugyas and the Secha Sukkah, I've now defined. When you put all the halachas together, the chavetz of the mitzvah is a building that consists of the funus with schach. In Chanami, the question is, what if we want to say that the Rambam, we just want to minimize the machlaik assistant?
Say it's the chavetz of the mitzvah.
No, he's saying like
nai. It's no less than nai sukkah. It's hooks in the
No, so I have a din of...
Right,
but it's not mash. It's not a din of Noi Sukkah. That's a separate Gemara. It's a separate Gemara in Afyud. This is going into the Atzei Sukkah. This is the Gemara.
It's also Chutzal Mitzvah. It's like Noi Sukkah.
All right, but that's a separate din. The Rambam doesn't say noy. We're talking about halacha. Vav tesvav. The Rambam says the schach and the atzei defonis. Noy is a separate din. That's a separate halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam is grouping together right now the atzei defonis with the atzei eschach. It's only a question of lomdis. How are we going to be mandir the shitas and Rambam lumas the Rosh? The question is, are we necessarily bound to say that the Rosh holds that the defonis whenever any kedusha? So zok dinitziv. Dinitziv is writing in Hemek Shalin the Shultas Rabachai Gon and Shulta Kufchavav. He's talking about in Parsha Shlach, an inyan of Bizoi HaMitzvah. Bizoi HaMitzvah. So he says that the eighths of the Sukkah, the Sholem Mitzvah, Sayyim Hashem, to come a Vazi Mitzvah. I can't go ahead and use it for any purpose. I'm a Vazi Mitzvah. Now, Bizoi HaMitzvah L'chayra is also totally out something that I have a Chalosh Shem Shamayim. So one Atziya Sukkah is included. So the Netziv talks about Tzitzis at the end of the Shtickel. But when he talks about Sukkah, he says, you're right, the Rosh and the Rambam have a Machlaikas. But he says, I don't understand. I can ask a good kash on the Rosh. He says, the Rosh, what happened? What do you do with the funnest Lamaisa? We have all the Gemaras that talk about, my shinah the funnest, me call mitzvahs. Harry the funnest, ikul the sukkahu. So I'm not allowed to go out and be mavazet any mitzvah. So now it became a chenlik of my mitzvah. Why is there a difference? Venira writes the Netziv, Venira dasa Rosh, devalde yamasa sukkah mitchila. Afa gav shein bem isim and a torah midrasha de chalke sukkahs ledaito, me call mokam mode. The yesh bem ishim bize mitzvah, come call mitzvahs. Why? Because lomairi harosh vatur elem hayibonim mitchila the shein bias. That's different. Nim came enola kamo talis, shehitabot zitzah, shebeguba talis, same o mitzvah. Writes the Netziv, there's a posh of the chilik over here. And this is what we're going to get to when we talk about tzitzis. Zok din etziv al liba the Rosh. What does the Rosh argue with the Rambam when he writes at Simon Yud Gimel in the first parak that I hold the whole din of that tesam alef was only misyaches to the atzei eschach and not to the atzei defonis? That's only the gabe what? The gabe, if you have defonis, let's say I have so many cases in Gemara Sukkah, right? How many cases of Sukkah Ksheiros do I have in the Masechta? The famous Gra, Sukkah, Gematria, Samach Vav Chafei, Gematria 91, that's the famous pre-Yitzchayim and Charbeis, Hashmoftas of the Cheshek Shomon and Yane and Masechta Sukkah, Sukkah is Gematria 91, Shem Avaya and Anus Gematria 65, plus Avaya is 91, 65 and 26 is 91, that's the Arizal pre-Yitzchayim, Rochamital, and that's the Vodas HaKodim, and many Sfarim talk, Kudusha Bruch, many times Sfarim talk about the 91, I'll be the Tikkun Ezor as well. That Heichal is Gematria Hashem An is Heichal 65. You go into the Sukkah that's going into the Heichal Avaya. Heichal Hashem, it's Gematria 91. So we have a Sukkah. How many cases of Sukkah Ksheru? There are 91 cases of Sukkah Ksheru in the Masechta. When it's Sukkah, when it's written Chaser, Zok Degra, minus a Vav, Samach Chafei, 91 minus 6 is 85. There are 85 cases of Sukkah Psulas. Akoponim, we have many cases of Sukkah. You have a house, and you open up the roof of the house, and now you put on Tzach. What's the Iker Kaveh of my Sukkah? The Tzach. Al Shem Tzach, Kriya Sukkah. And Pashas, everyone can agree to that. Ella what? I don't have to have the funnus. I have to have the funnus machmas, a separate din that says I have to have the funnus. But if the funnus were there before, and let's say you have an open roof, you have a balcony off your house, and you already have three walls, and now you want to put tzchach, you just put it on, so you don't have to build walls for sukkahs. I can have pre-existing walls, and now I put the tzchach, I just made myself a sukkah kashayra. Zok din etziv. When does the Rosh argue with the Rambam? Rambam holds that once I created my chetzah shel sukkah, then ein echanami, both the schach and the defonus are shayach or hupzol the mitzvosim, basically mar daftes and are asurim kol shiva. Zok din etziv. The Rosh agrees to the Rambam though. If I'm building a sukkah, mehas schola merosh, and I go ahead and I want to start building a sukkah, and I'm only putting up these defonus, the shame to be part and parcel of my sukkah, that I'm going to use another vavada, then he would be masked. And the chayra, that's very geschmack in the Rosh, because we read the Rosh. And when the Rosh told us later on in Simon Yud Gimel in the third parakalol of Agazel, sukkah noy. What do you mean sukkah noy? It didn't say schach noy. Whenever we see sukkah noy, what is sukkah noy? Not just schach, it means a sukkah noy. Terrence says in one case he means sukkah noy. When, like the Netziv, when you're starting to build a sukkah meirosh, and you want to build a sukkah, the shame, the key, mitzvah, the rice, and mitzvah sukkah nyatid, then I'm on if I start putting up walls and I join them to a schach, I'm on it. That's my key, mitzvah, the rice, and then I'm on it. The Rosh will agree that not only the schach becomes also kol shiva, but the atzei hasukkah, the atzei defonus also become also kol shiva. That's in Netziv. And lamaisa, lacharu lefiani is daiti. We could say the same thing by Talos and Tzitzis. And I saw afterwards that the Eretz Atzvi Taka says
the same. What's the difference?
Mice,
it's only
a dimsa. Because it's not a... If he goes over here, I'm only putting up these nefanos to shame the mitzvah sukkah. I'm only putting up these nefanos to shame to be part and parcel of a chayfetz called the mitzvah sukkah. I know then it becomes part of the mitzvah. Lamaisa, let's just hold for a second. Zefrek Eretz Tzvi. Rav Tzvi, former Eretz Tzvi and Shuvas and Shalos and Shuvas Eretz Tzvi and Siman Aleph and Dav Gimel Aman Aleph. He also has the same kash of Yosef Engel of the Dvar Avraham of the Kuntras Habiorim and Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, the famous kasha. What do you mean, Talos? Says Zok Eretz Tzvi Poshut. He says in the Zman of Chazal, and this gets exactly to what you were saying before, that what do they have in Chazal? They didn't have a separate talis. They were, and their commentators in Shas, that their minhag was, they had begadim of dalad kafas. So they were wearing whatever they were wearing that had dalad kafas. You know when there's no chiyuv to be mahad or a talis? A lot of there's no chiyuv. When you have a brisa that's born in Shabbos, Kufalam, and Gimel, and again in Nozad, all the mechiltas, all the brisa, a lot of we don't mention talis. Why? Because in the Zman of Chazal, when you had all these brises, they were wearing begadim of dalad kafas. Once they're wearing about, all you're talking about is the tzitzis. There's no havamina that I now have to get a nicer t-shirt, I now have to get a nicer article of clothing. But what do we see? The Rosh is going to agree to. There might have been a separate thing about talis also. But in this din, we'll see halach lamaisa, but the general regilus was, this is what they were wearing, a bag of a dalat kafas, so I don't have to put tzitzis on it. Some other there were not going to say such a zach. In other words, Scheinberg might say, no, even then, since you were matzari, then it came out kol chetz echa, but that's a big chiddush, and the Rav Scheinberg is masking the many gedol echonim, don't hold of his chilat. But like the Netziv explaining machloik is Ramam and the Rosh Legabe Sukkah, the Chor, it's the same nekudah I saw there at Svitaka, says it exactly about talis and tzitzis. He says, nowadays, already even Bizman Rashi. Rashi, he only brings down Rashi, but it's Bizman Arif and the Rosh. What is Rashi to Rashi? Badavka wants to go out of his way to mention Talis. Why? Because already Bizman Rashi, what were they doing? They were going out and buying a Talis. They didn't have to go to Medalat Kafas Karagil, so they went out to buy a Talis just to shame the Kiyam on the Mitzvah Talis. Maybe I'm buying a beggar just to be Mitzarif to the Tzitzis. Then about everyone's going to agree that it becomes a Chepza Echad. And then it's Zogter Tzviyam, other than the Din Hid, the Mitzvah is going to be Chal on that as well. And what's the Raya? It's very geschmack there, because the Rosh himself, remember the Rosh himself writes Sukkanot, even though the Rosh himself argued on the Rambam, that's my case where I already have pre-existing defunus. But if I built the defunus from the outset to Meiros, just to be Mitzurav to the Atzei Haschach, then Avada the Rosh like the Netziv is going to be Maskim. So it'll be the same thing over in the Chaloshim Shemaim, which is the Habatai with the Din Hinner Mitzvah, is telling in what? And now I'm creating it to Meiros. So the Rosh writes Sukkanot Yemachoyevim, and the Rosh himself writes Talasna. What case of Talasna? Like Rashi and Baba Kama, Talasna is that Meiros, I'm fashioning a Talas. That's the Eretz Tzvi, and that explains Shitas Harif and the Rosh and the Sefer Chasidim.
It's the same
as Shitas Rashi. Sorry?
Is it the same as
the Netziv? The Netziv himself learns differently by Tzitzis, but the Eretz Tzvi is learning the same way the Netziv explained when the Rosh will agree to the Rambam. Eretz Tzvi is saying, that's when these Rishonim are going to tell you that even though the Braisa didn't mention Talis, that's because Bizmanam, all these Rishonim agree that there's no Chiv to have a nice Begad of Dalat Kampus. The Chiv is when you have a nice Talis that you're making only for the shame of the Tachlis of the Kiv Mitzvah Talis. That's when you have to have nice ones. And Aloch HaMaiser, Moshe has a Tshuva, and Igros Moshe and Chalak Alvar Chaim Mitzvah Kupay Zion. Right, so Moshe as follows. He's talking about Taisus in the beginning of Lulav Gozo and Chavtes, Vinyan Hadar. Zokto Moshe, Av Yosem Yizem Matzina Barashi Bavakamad of Tes, Mikro Avian Veyu. Gamla says Talis Nozitz and Mashma, Shagoris came a Bryce of the Shabbos Kafama Gimel. Now Moshe understands that Rashi had such a Girsa. Phineas Daiti, Mechitesi, maybe he didn't have such a Girsa, but he's coming to tell you that Bizmano, like the Riff and the Rosh, I have to tell you something that the Bryce didn't talk about because it's not okay, Bizmano. I said, not necessarily, but I'll put it, maybe Rashi had that Girsa. They came at Chanokit, Sitzis, Nobif, and Outs, and came Talis, who all a beggar, go face, show some more Sitzis. Then Shayashi, it started with Chubagoda, Shalosh, you know him. Amanda, I don't have to go out to the Moshe Loch Lamaisa, make sure I have nice clothing, any article of clothing to which eventually I'm going to attach Sitzis, I have to make sure they're nice. I don't have to do that. They wore begadim of Arba Kavas, Kenamashu Taisus of Brachas, Dafir Chesim of Masra and Dalai Bechulei, Ela Kavanahu Batala Shalosh Mishas at Tfilo. You have a talis, this is Miyuchad for a talis at Tfilo. That means I fashion. You go into a store and you buy a talis, even though you might say that the talis is only that. Avada Kule Amamodim in such a case, then Avada it becomes a Chifetz Echad, because they only made this beget to be a talis, they only made it to be joined out to the Tzitzis Bechulei, the Chemiz Manenu Shalosh Mishas at Dalakavas Rakhlakim and Mitzvah. And the whole, that's how Moshe, that's how we pass in the end.
So the Rif is now, wait. So three existing
Right, according to the Rosh pre-existing rules, you don't know. Sorry?
Why doesn't in such a case mean the mezuzah?
Still Arabic.
If you have pre-existing walls, you have a roof, you open the roof, you can take off the mezuzah.
So that's a shaylah in hechos mezuzah. That's not no gay our sugya.
The Rav is saying that the sukkah is not, the walls are not part of the chepta of sukkah.
Right.
Would need
in such a case, according to the Rosh. No, they're still part of my sukkah over here. They're still part of my sukkah. It's a question of they part of the chaloshim shemayim of the sukkah. The din hider mitzvah is totally in the sukkah daf tes. What is a chaloshim shemayim? Avana, they're cool part of the sukkah. Avana, have dinim and the nefanas. Chamos and rubit salasa, we have a whole sukkah now, vav and beis. But they don't mamish take that on. If sure one could introduce, then maybe that's why Rashi left out sukkah not. We had an interesting diag that Rashi, for some reason, Rashi writes Talis, but he leaves out Sukkah. Everyone else writes Sukkah. But like what we're saying, it could be very geschmack. Rashi says there's no reason to write Sukkah because the Iker Chiddush of Sukkah is that what? The Iker Chiddush of Sukkah is not just the Schach, but even the Nefonis. When you make it, the same and it's a Sukkah. But that's a Zilbazach with the Talis. And once I have the Chiddush fleshed out, I date the Talis. I don't need to go back and repeat the Gabay the Sukkah. Eshra, that could be where Rashi left out the Sukkah.
Hagam, they're written on the Gemara, but they're talking according to their modern...
There's my name of the Paschal Halach
L'maisa, Bakushta
Demosa. That's right. Halach L'maisa today, and that would explain, that's why Rashi at least doesn't even have to mention Sukkah, because it's really already inferred from the Din by Talis. I'll take questions at the end. Let me just, since we're slightly going over time, let me just connect it now. I will get to the Parsha in a second. But let's understand, perhaps, where this Indian comes from. The Phineas Dicti Indian comes from the following, and I saw afterwards that in the told us Haradal and Ha'ara Nosvav, they bring down a similar Nakuda, a correspondence in Yoshua Katzanelabog in the Radal. So Efshar L'chaira, where do we see this Indian of the Talis coming together with the Tzitzis? Where do we get a Talis from? Let's go back to Parshas Noach, Tes Pasach HaGimel, V'yikach Shem Yevas. Rashi quotes the famous Medrash and Rashi's Rabbah Nun Vav, Parsha Yud. What does it say over there? It says Ve'ikas Hashem was Nasamik B'mitzvah Yisrael. That's why he writes Loshen Yochid. Ve'ikas Hashem Yis is a similar, and they were Machas Erev Asavir. So what does Rashi say? The Yefes was Zochet to Kvura, and Shem was Zochet to Talis Shol Tzitzis. Now it's very geshmak. What is Yefes? Yefes is Loshen Yofi, the Chitzoni, the periphery, v'chulei. That's Yefes. That's Kvura. What is Kvura? After the Neshama, that Tzad Haruchni leaves the Guf, all it is a corpse. Then Mameila, that's Yofi. That's Yefes. That's Yavan v'chulei. There's no Pnimius. They get the Kvura that covers over the naked corpse. What is shame? Shame is the mahos. That's chedush erim, beginning of brachos, a parak base. Shame is shum. There you are. You're alluded to, suddenly alluded to, in the shame. That's your essence. Val shemta panini achasidus. Shame is osios hapnimios of neshama. You are essence is a neshama. Inner letters of neshama shen mem. Reverse, Sham, your Tafkid is solely alluded to in the context of your name. That's a window into your core essence. Maral, Rav Tzonik, Mechulei, Mechulei. Shame is a person of the essence. Well, he gets what? He gets Talis, it's his Frank, the Mizrahi, Frank, the Chaskuni. Rashi, really a Kasha on the Medrash, but they're asking the Kasha Rashi. Rashi, how can you tell me that B'schus Shame's mice, so we got the Talis of Tzitzis? Don't we know from the Gemara in Chulin, Dapay Tessim Nalf, the Gemara in Sota, Yitzayim, and Manav twice in Chas? Then Avram Vino says to Mel Sadom, Michut, Ratzruch, Nalan, and what's ending? We got Michut, B'schus. Chut, we got the Chut in a Tzitzis. We got the Ritzuas at Philip. So you see, we got a B'schus Avram, not B'schus Shem. Zog the Klei Yaakov, L'char, it's not a Kasha. What's the Kasha? Shem gave us the Talis HaTzitzis, and Avram Avinu gave us the Chutim. The question is, like the Dvar Avram, like the Geoni HaShas, like the Ramesh Shmuel Shapira, like all these Chubis, all the Chayim, the Mishra Shchayim, Achulei, what do you mean, Shem? How do you understand the Klei Yaakov? So there's no steer why? Because Shem gave us the Talis HaTzitzis, and Avram Avinu gave us Chutim HaTzitzis. And now we answer, like, what do you mean? Then Shem gave us Gornish. He didn't give us anything. Because what's a talis without a tzitzis? Elo l'chayro, what do you see from here? It's geshmak. That ain't a chanami. A talis without a tzitzis is garnished. There's nothing. There's no din hider mitzvah. There's no chaloshim shemayim. But when you're making the talis ach v'rak b'shvil the tzitzis, then once they're mitzuruf l'hadadi, then avali they become one chevetz echad, and that's the tziruf of Avram mitzad echad and Shem mitzad sheni. Interesting. They only got together one other time. They got together Machi Tzedek Shem. What? We have the famous Medrash and Bereshis Rabba as well, and Nun Vav Yud, that why is it called Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is what? Maki Tzedek called it Yerushalayim, Avram called it Hashem Yireh. Zog Demesh Shechochma, and Parshas Vayir, and Perchah Beis Posa Gedalit. Avram Avinu was the philosopher, he was the Mashkiach, Hashem is the Mashkiach, that's Yireh. Maki Tzedek is Sholim, what is that Shlemus and Midas? That Shlemus from Tivus Vachulei. Avod Ozer, Daflam and Vav Amad Beis, Beis Dino Shashem, as goes on Arias. Zog Demesh Shechochma, that was the tier of two together. Avram Avinu was Hashem Yireh, Hashem is Mashkiach, I called the philosopher, the first Jewish philosopher, he writes, "Satz Avri Natz Hashem Yireh." Malki Tzedek sees it as Ir Shalem Shalem Emidos. He was Nitzel from Arayas Mugdim Arayas and Dora Mabul, which is Shtufi Zima Vuchule. Now they come together. It's Yerushalayim. It's very Geshmak. They came together. That means what? When they come together, it's not Yerushalayim. It's not two separate, two disparate ideas. Now they merge. There's an ensuing synthesis. It's called Yerushalayim. It's the same thing with Phineas Dyke, of the Talis and Tzitzis. They joined together, created Yerushalayim. They joined together, created Tzitzis. It's one Chayfetz. Shem gave us the Talis, and Avraham gave us the Tzitzis. Becomes Zilva Zach. It becomes Mamash one thing. And Efshar, we could also be Masbir. Efshar. That the theory is ninety toises and nida samachalva base. We have a sugya a few times in Shas loig the rosh cheruf osayim paske mishlite brachas yirchesam nalef. We have a sugya loig rosh. You're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to have the tzitzis when you go to base akvaros with the dalanamos of the king of holy shitas of toises and nida samachalva base is and dibra maskel aval. Toises writes that efshar loig the rosh cheruf osayim only applies to the mitzvah of tzitzis. And why? Well, maybe because tzitzis is shkula. That doesn't have shkulas. Can I get kol mitzvahs? But so is milan, so is tefillin, v'chulei. And you're not mechalik by tefillin. So what's the pshat? What would be the hesber? And why you would say loig rosh chavosei applies ach parak to tzitzis? Lefinius night is very geshmak. Because in akudas achilik and akudas ahevdel, the point of distinction between shame on the one hand and yefes on the other is what? Yefes only gets kvura. And lomas yefes, which is all about yofi, the body, the physical, that's yofi. You have to look him the yefes, and that's yofan. So he gets kvura, which is after the neshama leaves. Shame is about the yetzem ahus. Shame gets what? The talus of the tzitzis. The nekudas achilik between shame on the one hand and yefes on the other is that while yefes only gets kvura, shame gets a talus of tzitzis. So it's very geshmak. If you go into a basic chorus, when is shitas atitzis? When are you going to have loig l'rosh? If you're going to go into a basic chorus and you're going to take out your tzitzis, what are you showing every yid who's buried there? You only got kvura. You're only mesha shaykh to yefes and you're not shaykh to shame. The whole nekudas achilik is that we don't have just kvura. We have kvura and we have the talus of tzitzis. Efshar with the tzirif of Avraham Yitzanechon and shame Yitzacheni. That's davka the hadgosh miyuchedis the loig l'rosh. That would be a hezber toisus and nida samchalim. That would davka be loig l'rosh davka by the case of tzitzis. Now it's very geshmak. Because what do we say by Yerushalayim? It's not stam 2, 1 plus 1 equals 2. It's a new metzias. It's a new metzias. It's just like he gave us a talis and he gave us since it becomes a new metzias. What's the raya? What happens in the parsha tzitzis? We have two losases mentioned in the parsha tzitzis. Brachos yud beis amad beis right at the end of the first parrot. Los asurche levalchem yacharei nechem. Two lavim. Where in the parsha tzitzis? What are the two lavim? Acharei levalchem zuminas. Acharei nechem zuhir avera. Interesting. Like the mashachach, it's very geshmak. What is Zuminas? Who's the one who came lafuke minus lafuke apikursus? That's Avraham Avinu, that's Hashem Yireh. Who's all lafuke znos v'chole? That's shame. He's dinos Hashem. Goes all arayas. That was nitzo darmamu v'chole. You see, those are the two lavin. One lav can they get Avraham, one lav can they get shame. And they go in the same parsha tzitzis because it's zelbazach. Because once I had the talus coming from shame, and it was mitzurv to the tzitzis v'schus Avraham v'chole and peites and sumti yitzayim. And they came together as a new mitzias, but a new mitzias that was a tzirov. Oh, there's two in yonim. It became mamish one zach. And that would be the Hezbollah by Talos. It's just that would be the Remes. There's a lot more to speak about by the Parsha, but I think time is up. Yeshkaya for coming out to Gedavach, Gazuntavach, and big Yeshkaya for all the hearts. Beautiful shirt.